Welcome to the Circle of Dawn. Enjoy.
We'll just get hold of the nearest Ragok cultist and we'll just keep punching him until he tells us where the lair is.
Maybe just follow him. So, find him in town, follow him somewhere, and then kill them all while they're in there. It's probably a bit easier.
That's what you want to be, go about the training way of doing things, then, that's fine. You can do some reconnaissance. I'm going to punch some quests as a Ragok.
And that's a definite plan. It's just punching the one in the courtyard and I get the guards to arrest us.
Quest for a Ragok?
All his mates. Well, they're preaching in town and the guards haven't arrested him.
So which means guards must be in on it as well.
We can punch the guards after we followed them back to their lair and punched all of the Ragok cultists in one place. Then if you feel the need to hit the guards too, we can work on that.
Yeah, I like it. We should be careful just in case. You don't know how sort of insinuated this cult is in the town. Anyone could be a member. It's quite possible that some powerful people in the town could be members of the cult. The guards aren't doing anything about the cultists preaching in the middle of town. There's a good chance that somebody higher up is in on it. So,
yeah, if I had to guess, I'm going for lawyer. Those, as Mina says, that's probably more Vestrial's plan. Then it'd be a bit more open, maybe, for Ragok.
Let's investigate first, make assumptions second. We can always skip to assumptions.
Yeah, so you can go to the town. Yeah. Not town, middle bit. Find where they're preaching, follow them back to where they go to, and then when they're inside some form of building, because there's less witnesses, we can go with your plan A.
I miss plan A.
Plan A is to politely open the door and ask them very nicely where all their friends are.
I think Fendrak phrased it a little bit more trollish by calling it punching people in the face, but yeah, basically...
Okay. This is a Ragok-like pain.
So as you're walking back through town on your way back to possibly the tavern or your tent or whatever you're going to go to, you pass through the market square and you see a group of four Skrang. And one of them, the one with a staff kind of like implement, doing all the talking. And this Skrang is pontificating at the top of his voice.
Life! Life! It's about endurance! It's about suffering! No one can live without suffering! Those who fear suffering deserve to die! Anyone who fears death deserves to die! Those who seek help with their suffering are not worthy of their life. They deserve to die. Life is about suffering. Kindness, kindness causes suffering. Helping one another causes suffering. There is nothing in this world that is not about suffering. Come with me, my people, and learn how to suffer and live.
Where do I sign up?
Okay, so
if anyone wants to.
Well, you said come with me. Plan C.
Yeah, I'm reacting to.
I know. I'm just stopping Fendrak because he's like, but I wanted to punch people. Okay. Don't get your chance.
So the one who
refrain
was
from it now, punch more later.
The one who was talking continues to talk. And the other one, who seems to be kind of like levitating off the ground, comes over to you. Indeed, sir. You would like to join. What do you know of suffering?
Plenty.
What do you know of life?
Not that much, really.
What do you have to offer to join with us on the quest to free the whole of the earth, all name givers, the freedom
to
suffer
Are you looking for people that can make other people suffer? Because I can do that pretty well. I'm a nethermancer, so that's kind of my forte.
Okay, kind of like, does that.
The making of suffering is something to be treasured. You, my child, can create great suffering. Nethermancers are the most worthy of acolytes to our mission.
Yeah,
ensure all that live in this world live with the experience of suffering.
Very happy to share the joy of pain. So what's the situation?
Come with me, my child.
Well, let's go then.
Down the alley.
Are there other people around, or is it really just the four?
Yeah, I don't put lots of people on because if I do that, it slows things down.
But
no, there's lots of people down there on their soapboxes. There's probably about 10 to 15 people milling around. Some people stop, listen for a while, then walk off and whatever. Most people are just like a little bit going on. Suffering is life. No, it's not. Love is life. So this one's gone down to the alley, Kalias.
Okay.
Gonna follow?
Yeah. We need to get on that fucking roof.
That's what was going on the roof originally.
Well, I'm gonna rain suffering on him in a second.
But he's still kind of like floating off the floor, almost in a like lotus position, hovering above the floor. But Fendrak, and who may you be? I am speaking with this person. Are you wanting to join? As an acolyte?
I'm her bodyguard. She goes nowhere. He goes nowhere without me.
No one needs a bodyguard.
Well, he is quite good at... He is quite good at dishing out pain as well. Except slightly different ways. So, he will prove useful.
The House of Vengeance is who we are.
You need to prove your worthiness to join the House of Vengeance.
And what would that entail?
First, you will have to come with us, and then we will see if you are worthy before the eyes of the one.
Which one?
The only one. The one that guides us. The one of true pain, of true suffering, the only one.
Oh, as I said, I'm interested, so let's go. And you, my friend, will come with. And we will see what sort of pain and suffering is there to be found later.
So,
I'm waiting for this guy to make one wrong move.
Okay, so
as soon as
he will go back to the four in the middle, have a little whisper to this one here.
He does that. We will also have a little whisper. So you do your bit, and then we do ours.
Okay, and we'll look your way, nod his head, and turn around to you.
The initiation ritual is not for the weak. Be sure you are prepared for the ultimate suffering. Only if you survive the ultimate suffering will we allow you to join the Horns of Vengeance. Do you still wish to join the Horns of Vengeance?
Right, is he shouting from across there? Because they were whispering, we want to whisper our bit.
Yeah, shouting across the street, yep.
Yeah. We will agree. Before we get to, you know, when they are doing their harsh, harsh voices, we do ours. Yes, we will go with them, and that way they will lead us straight to their lair.
Right.
Just keep calm until we get there, and then, and only then, we will start swinging.
How many of them will there be at this lair? There could be 50, 60 of them waiting for us. I say we take one of them and we start breaking his arms and his legs.
Okay, we will have to improvise, okay? But we will at least know where it is. And worst case scenario, we'll just go for some trial of combat and we will emerge victorious as we always do.
Trial of combat in honor of Ragok.
P.S. I'll send a note to the dragon where the lair is. So if we do land in trouble, reinforcements might arrive.
You said that you like the you know, living on the edge, yeah? Dangerously. Let's just do it.
Yeah. So if
don't I like it, it smells wrong. Sneaky,
you lot go with him. I'll do sneaky following along behind. I'll send letters to the dragon where they are. We can start beating them up. And if we win, the dragon comes along and we've achieved victory. And if we're in trouble, the dragons come along and might sort the problem out.
We'll manage. Don't.
I'll bow to your wisdom on this one, magician.
Good luck. All right, then. Let's do it. Yes, we are still up for it. Lead the way.
Right, okay, so who's coming? All of
well,
it?
The two of us.
Or just Kalias and Vendrak?
I will inconspicuously trail along behind them.
Okay.
Looking at market stalls left and right from time to time and being very, very subtle on the back
of
my hotel.
So they're not setting off immediately. They stay here for about another hour, pontificating to anyone and everyone that will listen. After, like I said, about an hour, they set off west, out of town. Who's following?
Well, as I said, I am.
Yeah, I know you two are. I need to know what Bobolan and Vanessa are doing.
I'm following like the wind.
I'm also very discreet. I will need to have some more distance, I guess, so it's not too obvious. Let's do it like this. Vanessa trails them, and I trail Vanessa. That might work.
Yeah. What if you lose her? Because she's really good at hiding and sneaking.
Let's improvise.
This is a better plan, and enable him to have the mounts following him at a further safe distance as well, so they're not randomly left.
Ah, okay. So eventually get to the... Well, not eventually. It's only a small village. It takes about, like, 10 minutes to get to the edge of the village, walking west, and they're following the very as close to the river as possible. And they continue to walk on, again, along a... woodland. Well, after about half an hour, they get to a woodland, and then they start traveling through a woodland path. It's late winter, so most of the trees' foliage has fallen off, and there's loads of leaves on the floor, and it's see through all the trees and everything. And just ahead on the path, you can see a very large tree in the distance. You come from a winding path. And you see before you a large oak-like tree, probably, well, not probably, like 200 meters high, with a huge trunk. And strangely, on the trunk of the tree, one of the things you see is kind of like, well, the only thing you could possibly think it might be is sap from the tree, but it looks black. Cormelan, can you roll half magic, please?
Mm-hmm. Perception?
Yeah.
Does it look familiar?
To whom? To you? Familiar as it
yeah.
Was. Oh, and
well, it
sorry.
Looks like the black goo from the previous encounter with the black goo.
No, it's not. Oh, right. Okay, it's not similar. Oh, and also, as per the map, the tree is surrounded by huge stones in a circle around the tree. You can also see five other Skarang patrolling around the tree. Oh, half magic.
Yeah. Was Glorious Four.
Ah.
So, probably, I'm not none the wiser.
Got Wilderness Survival. Ah, yeah. Roll Wilderness Survival, please.
No, it's even worse.
Yeah, so the only thing that you get from it is basically it's not usual to see black goose sap
oozing down the trunk of a tree.
I know it. It's a very big red tree.
Thank God we brought the expert.
All right.
Yep. Okay. Hey, I'm not the Jespri guy here, so.
So the two of these walk forward, and the Thanuf says to both of you, to prove your worth of joining with the Horns of Vengeance, hold the tree, touch the tree, take the resin into your hands and feed it to yourself. Only then can we allow you to move forward to your acolyte status within the Horns of Vengeance.
I think I'm allergic to this sap.
I'm just looking at you, Kalias.
You brought us here.
I'm going to try and stealth up to this.
In like, how far are you going to take this kind of look?
I'm kind of tempted to take it all the way through. Okay, well, I look around, but obviously I'm not seeing where Vanessa is, and it looks like we're lost here. So I'll try to drag it out as much as possible. So I'd be like slowly approaching, like with hesitation, I'll reach my hands out and like, does it smell?
Yes.
Does it look
yes.
like anything?
Touch the tree. Take the sap. Feed yourself the sap. Go now. From a smell, it smells not dissimilar to oils that you might put into a lamp.
Oh God, this is not.
Vanessa, can you roll half magic, please?
Yeah, one sec. It's perception plus four, isn't it? Wasn't it?
Five, if you circle five. You're sneaking around behind the big stones in this circle, and you poke your head around and have a glance at the tree. And from what you're looking at, you seem to remember from reading your book, there is some kind of tree that oozes this black substance that causes excruciating pain if touched and can last for days. And if you don't get cured, you die.
Good stuff. I'm going to be collecting as much of this tree as possible. Right.
You better start killing before I get myself doused in it.
Yeah, so I'm going to go for a total attempt to sneak up to this person over here and surprise strike him. I'm hoping he's a spellcaster that I can take down quickly. That's my hope.
Okay, so roll then.
Right, so going for first attack.
First attack.
Oh, hang on. I'm going to go aggressive as well. Not great. 12.
Bow quip. That's it.
Cool. Surprise strike adds 5 steps.
See your damage, yeah.
Yeah, so I did 21 damage, and then I'm hoping my second attack gets the same surprise strike.
I need to roll perception, don't I? Really? Can't get... You can't stab him with that. Oh, then what's he gonna do? Go ahead.
This is my second attack. So I've just hit on the 12.
Yep. So you walk up sneakily behind Bowquip and stab him in the back with your sword, sort of basically slice him straight down diagonally on his back. And as you do that, blood spills out everywhere. Black blood, by the way. And he kind of like crumbles to the ground. The rest of them kind of like look around. Whoa, what's going on? What's going on? Oh, you know what it is now. So Bowquip has crumbled to the floor. He doesn't look dead, but he is unconscious.
Yeah, that'll be a good time for people to because I'd probably stab him again while he's here until we're rolling initiative.
Well, your second attack then took him out and then basically killed him. So now it's initiative.
Medic, your comrade is ill.
Yeah, I'll put the thing up in a minute. Right, so I can order it. So, bloody hell, Kalias, go.
How convenient.
So you just saw from over there that Vanessa just snuck in and sliced scrang with a large club. Not a staff, a large club. And two quick hits and crumbled to the floor in a pile of blood. And is it moving?
Oh, thank passions for Vanessa. I shall make a swift retreat first. So I will move somewhere far away from here. Probably to there, yeah. Okay. And then I will cast a spell on the closest one to me. Actually, I will just do some thread weaving, so... yeah, so he's not gonna suffer much. But I will also use the knack on him to lower his mystic defense.
On who?
The one that's next to me, the closest one.
It's Tad,
yeah.
So that's thread weaving and the knack. So the thread is woven. Okay. And the spell casting, that's to lower his mystic defense by 2 until the end of next round.
Right, that's fine. Okay, so that's that done. Right, so it's them. Ooh. Right, so they're both going to attack you then, Vanessa. Who have I got? So this one up here sort of like pounces upon you. And it goes to strike you with a dagger.
10-8. Yeah, I'm just going normal, not defensive, so I've got defense 11.
11, so 11, that's still 2 extra successes. Alright, so he's got, he hits you with one dagger, slices through you, and comes across with, and that does 12 points of damage. Comes across with the other dagger, that's no extra successes. And so in one kind of like curling move, it spins around, it hits you with one dagger, and then spins around again, then hits you with another dagger for 15. So that's 12 and 15 minus armor with 2 daggers. And Ujay, okay, he goes to smack you with his scimitar, flashes across you and hit, and that does 8 points of damage. Minus armor. Right, okay, so this one attacks you, Kalias, and your physical defense is 10. And who's that? Right. So he comes with a club. Well, a big staff that he's got, and swings it around and smacks it around the side of your face for 8 points of damage minus physical armor. This one over here fires an arrow at Decomer. Yeah, well, you then, Kalias. 10, 11, 9 minus physical armor. These two. Okay, Kalias and Cormelan. You see them gesticulating and as if they're kind of like effectively weaving threads. And
those two?
And it's these two. Yeah, these two.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's Fendrak.
This guy, this Mechis guy, he's the one who's been doing all the talking so far, isn't he?
No, this one.
Is he the guy who's been doing all the crazy talking? Okay.
Yeah. Vanov. Which is this one, Vanov. Okay. He's been doing all the talking. He basically spoke to Vanessa and encouraged you to come down here, but he was one that was doing all the shouting on the soapbox, so to speak.
Okay, I'm going to go for him.
Yep.
I'm going to go aggressive, and I'm going to use my Desperate Blow Blood Charm.
Ouch. This is where all my numbers went.
Yeah, that missed.
Yeah. He's gone.
Hang on. That's five extra successes. Is it five? Yes, five extra successes.
Okay.
Chop him in half.
Plus 10 damage.
So three from aggressive as well.
Oh. Holy smokes.
Oh, honestly, it goes in the 60s.
It's take, a bit mean.
You don't take strain from aggressive neither, do you now, as well?
I don't take any strain from aggressive actions.
Yeah, so that should be deep.
Want to be aggressive.
Yeah. Painful.
It's a bit mean. He held long sermons about how he likes to suffer, and then you deny him even that.
Okay, so you hit him, and I'm not going to bother rolling with that, cause no point. And,
I think this warrants a very cineastic description, yes.
He, no, not quite. And you slice him through, well, basically you pierce him through the top of his scapula on the right-hand side, goes straight through his back, and as you're pulling your spear out of him, half of his scapula sort of like comes pulling out, and you also dislodge his arm, and he basically drops his staff to the floor. As he crumbles to the floor in agony and looks at you and goes, ha 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 ha, pain, pain, give me more.
I will oblige him next turn.
And he's still conscious, but on the floor.
No. No momentum attack or a swift kick or something to do it right now?
No, unfortunately not, no.
Swift kick is available as a skill, so I'm wondering why.
Cormelan.
That's a good point.
Yes. Cormelan will come in running. As I was trying to say, Cormelan is coming in hot, trying to assess the situation and seeing that Vanessa is pretty lonesome over there. And does this... Oh, yes. So he will charge in on Gandra's back in full speed.
Hey.
And while practically riding past Vanessa, he's motioning, collecting some air and blowing some air armor under Vanessa's coat, so she gets a little more protection.
Yep.
And I will spend some calmer to put it on myself as well.
Okay, Vanessa.
Which one of these looks the worst armored? They're both just wearing robes. I've got no idea, and I'll hit the one between me and Gormor.
They're both wearing the same type of armor. Yeah, they're both wearing the same type of armor.
And I'll attack this one between me and Cormelan.
Uj.
23.
That's hit, and that's two extra successes. But Uj has also got two daggers as well. Okay, so you hit him with that.
Yeah,
he kind of like knocks him back a little bit, and kind of like stumbles a little bit, but see, just about fall, but he manages to stay upright. And you notice you did a deep slash into this scrang, and it basically takes its own knife and stabs itself in the wound that you just caused it.
That's cool, because I've hit it again on a 19.
Yeah, that's one extra success.
It'll bring in pain.
One minus that.
And then I'm going to the weapon.
And again, he kind of like falls to his knees, screams out, and then uses his other dagger and slashes along his chest from the first wound you caused to the second wound he caused.
Right, so
stands up and screams at you.
And my final attack is probably hit him. Come on, this needs to be good.
That's one extra success.
On super damage. Oh, reasonable.
Okay, kind of like managed to sort of like hit him quite cleanly this time on the side of his neck, and his jugular vein sort of like splits on open, and the rest of his blood of his body kind of like spurts out onto the floor. And this time he's got nothing else to say and collapses to the floor.
Right, now I just need to survive round two of pain.
Okay, initiatives.
And Fendrock. Whoa!
He really doesn't like Cultists of Ragok. He's like, next one going down.
No, I should give you a bonus, shouldn't you, fighting against Cultists of Ragok? Because you hate him so much. Should give you.
He's got the auto bonus.
Put that into account. Right, Fendrack. Go.
He's very passionate about this.
First guy that I hit, is he.
Ha ha!
He looks alive.
Is he like on the floor or is he getting up?
Which one? The one that you hit. He's on the floor.
Yeah.
He's not unconscious. He's just on the floor. He's looking at you and kind of like with a smile on his face.
Okay, I'm gonna kill him. Oh, in fact, let me just double check. Battle the bellow. It's an action. I should really battle shout the pair of them.
Yep, go for that.
It's a simple action, so I'll take a strain and do a battle bellow.
Yep.
A social defense, plus one for each target.
Okay, what are you shouting?
Something along the lines of, if you want pain, I will give you some pain.
The pain we seek, give us your pain. And we will give you our pain. Do you think that your battle shout was quite effective? You think? Should have been.
Yeah.
But you get kind of like a feeling that they just shrugged it off as inconsequential.
Okay, let's see him shrug this off. I'm gonna hit him with my spear. I'm gonna go for that guy again.
Okay, so that's hit, and that is no extra successes.
Oh, extra, no worries.
Looks like 120 summon. Oh, fantastic.
Okay, so you smack the guy on the floor, and that's a killing blow.
Well, as he's laughing, I'm just going to shove my spear right through his mouth and at the back of his head.
Eat that.
Yeah.
And look at the next guy.
Okay. And Vanessa.
I'm going to double attack.
Fendrak, you also noticed that... I might have said it before to your attack. But the blood isn't the blood that you expect from a Skrang. It's black. Oily, kind of like, almost reminiscent to the kind of tap that's weeping down the bark of the tree.
Okay, well, I'll be careful not to get any on myself, if possible.
Yep. Okay, Vanessa?
I'm going to do first attack.
Yep, again.
29.
Robrock. 29, that's four extra successes.
Tap first.
Okay, so 18, so that's minus... Okay, that kind of like knocks him back quite away, and he kind of like stumbles over his own foot, and he's about to fall on the floor. Go for your second weapon, and that hits, and that's five extra successes.
So this is my short sword Nightfang, and I'm hoping going to finish him with the other one.
Oh, you haven't said Nightfang for ages, have you?
This is it. It's his attempt.
Okay, so he was falling to the floor, and as he fell to the floor, you kind of like chopped away at the side of his chest, nearly took his arm off, and then he just collapsed on the floor and he stops moving.
I'm still going to attack him with my last attack and take the strain.
Well, he's even dead, though he's so dead, you don't need to.
Make him more dead. He's getting made more dead.
Alright. Okay, so Cormelan. No, it's Mina. Oh, no, Kalias.
I shall finish the spell that I have prepared. Now, does 17 beat the magic defense of the gentle Skrang around me? Those guys.
Rissad.
Well, yeah, it does. How much does it beat it by? Literally, just an extra success.
And what about this guy, Aggressor?
Oh, is it that far? It reached that far, Aggressor?
It's got 20 yards on it, so I get them all.
Aggressor, yes, and that's also an extra success.
And what about Mekis?
Mekis, that is, but it's not an extra success.
Okay, so that is perfectly fine.
What are you casting?
A bone shatter. So I've got right, so basically I am going now to make two effect tests and we'll see how they fare after that. 31 and the second one,
which is the first
16. What,
the closest, this one, the first?
Yeah. Actually, I can direct both of them at him, so I will do that, because I can direct up to two effect tests against one target. So he gets 31 and then 16 damage.
Okay, so no one's else watching. So you see Izzard in front of you, kind of like go, crack, crack, bones on his arms, crack. His neck kind of like snaps to one side in an unnatural position. His back kind of like cracks forward. And then his legs just seem to shatter as he crumbles to the floor. And it appears that all of his bones and the whole of his body have just shattered into a thousand pieces. And he collapses to the floor. And he's going to move again anytime soon.
And that's me done.
Okay, that's fine. Right, okay, so he's crumbled into a heap and all his bones seem to have just kind of like just shattered. And some of them are probably sticking out of his skin right now.
Yeah, and I hide behind this rock.
Right.
Using my movement after my spell.
Right, okay, so Fobuk kind of like opens his arms up and spins them round and... and appearing directly in front of you, an all too familiar fog ghost suddenly arises out of astral space and screams towards you and goes to strike you. Okay, so that's 11 against your mystic defense. Is that it? No. Right, okay, no. So the fog ghost goes to swirl into you and smack into you, and you think, oh, hello, fog ghost, you can't harm me. And you just kind of like just move out the way quite easily. Right, okay, so this one up here is firing an arrow at you, Fendrak. And your physical defense is not 14. Right, okay, so this is going to be for...
Sorry, you guys all froze then for a minute.
You froze to everybody else. Okay, so I've hit you and okay. You've taken 14 points of damage minus physical armor. Okay. And these are all dead. Oh, fucking hell. Who have I got left? Is that it? Oh, right.
That's it. Minus physical.
I've only got two left. Right, and Cormelan.
My original intention was to go for the archer, but from... corner of my eye, I see the damn fox spirit appear right beneath Callias. And first, I think, well, why would he place it there? And then I realize what's happening. Turn around on the heels, right back, and while doing so, conjure up a spear of fire with some extra karma. Spell. Casting target the bonus 4
And let's hope that I hit it with a 13.
11, right.
That's
okay.
Good.
Yeah, you hit.
And then I hit it with a fire spear, which is plus 4. It's 11. There we go. And wait, there's more because it's a fire spear. It's another d6. Come on. So it's 16 points of damage.
And it's physical. So that's that.
I hope that's enough to dissipate it, because the fog ghosts don't have regular hit points.
Yeah. What was the effect step when you rolled for fog ghosts? What was your roll? So was it 18. Higher than what he just rolled? Was it higher than 16 when you summoned it?
I thought you needed 18. Oh, is it? Oh, it's my summoning test that's
yeah.
Damage, is it?
It's your spell casting test, your what effect
did you
step.
Roll? 16. 16.
16.
Yeah. I rolled a fell truth or not?
Next time, maybe just hold off.
Yeah, alright.
Okay, the fog ghost gets engulfed by a lance of fire, dissipating the fog and making it fizzle away with a hateful hiss.
Crispy.
Initiative!
Whoa, strong initiatives.
Yep, go ahead then. Cormelan.
And it's me first now. That's a surprise. Rarely seen. Yeah, I think it's time for that. I will start weaving a thread for a flame weapon. And while doing so... Or no, I'm gonna weave two extra threads for the flame weapon. And while doing so, I am gonna use my acid spray cantrip on Megis. First the threads, I need a 10 to do them both. Spell, thread weaving. Yeah, that worked out. So I'm weaving both extra threads and I use them both to add additional damage.
Yep.
So it's gonna be step 8 additional damage, ultimately.
Okay.
And then I'm using my acid cantrip on the guy, make his acid splash.
Right, okay. Is that you done then?
Spellcasting.
Yep.
Do I beat his mystic defense with that? I assume so.
Yeah, you do, and I don't think it's an extra success.
No, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's not
doesn't matter at this point. So he has minus 2 on physical armor for this and next it's round. Armor, two. Not defense.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, armor. Oh, okay.
What's armor.
That?
Yep.
Yep. Kalias.
Running over here.
Spell casting, and I will put some spirit darts into this Skrung that is still fighting Fendrak.
Yeah, and still floating
right
over
now.
The floor.
You
and still floating above the floor, by the way.
It's fine. He can do that. So
technically, you don't have a line of sight from there, I assume, because there's a
You'll
big slab of stone standing in your way.
Okay, I assume I moved because I'm already halfway through doing the spell casting. Okay, so there's no point wasting time on that. Okay, I moved.
Spell casting against mechanism.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't work. Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, and now it's it's them. Alright, okay. So what's the now? Right, okay. Fendrak, can you roll willpower please?
Just straight willpower.
Yep.
Okay, willpower.
Okay. You feel excruciating pain rush through the whole of your body. And it's so painful, you nearly fall down, and you roll a knockdown test. So you can use your shield plus your wound balance talent that you've got, so that's plus 3 to your wound balance against 15 for a knockdown.
Okay.
You've taken a wound.
Taken a wound, okay.
Yeah, no damage, just a wound. Okay, and you manage to kind of like excruciate, and you stumble back a little bit, and then you manage to stay stood up. And this Scrang runs towards the tree, and you see an opening in the tree as it's just about to step through, but it doesn't step through yet. And Aggresso does manage to step through and disappears through the trunk in the tree. Fendrak.
Okay, my initiative was 4, the same as that guy, so can I basically attack him? I think it's like a simultaneous action, is it?
Oh, bollocks. Right, okay, so no, yeah, it doesn't do it that way, does it? My rule is player characters go before the NPCs.
I don't mind, you don't have to retcon it, it's okay.
That's right, you know which one to hit. You had a vision of the future. You know which one to run.
So it's caused you a wound and is just about to run away, so yeah. Now you can twat him one. Oh, which means...
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say that the guy got away, though.
Okay. Wound's already taken into account, isn't it, on the character sheet?
If you've put a wound...
Yeah, if you mark it, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to hit him with my spear.
Okay, so that's hit, and that's against Mekis, and that's 2 extra successes.
Sounds good.
That is, wow, 37. Mekis, he's already got -2 to physical armor, so that's that. Okay, so he collapses to the floor. Yeah, you've not seen this yet. And you see him get a dagger out in this massive gaping wound that you've slashed your spear across his kind of like chest in a diagonal and almost nearly chopped the top of his leg off. And he takes out a dagger and stabs himself in the gash that's in his leg as he falls to the floor.
I'm bastard. I'll say in character.
Yeah, and now it's their go, so the archer guy legged it through the tree. And Mekis. Oh no, he already had his action, didn't I? I caused you a wound. Yeah, sorry. No, he's already had his action.
Yeah.
So I just ran. Vanessa. So I was about to do the same thing, and I thought, no, I've already done that.
Yeah, and I'm going to throw my throwing daggers at him.
Okay, go ahead. That's it, and that's 2 extra successes.
On throwing daggers a victory. Yeah, reasonable.
Devon on it. Okay, he kind of like grabs your dagger that is stuck into him and pushes it in further and then takes it out and throws it on the floor.
That's the end of my go. I'm just going to attempt to stop him if he does try and run through the portal.
Yep, so initiative. So at this moment in time, forget about initiative. So basically, this remaining Scrang, who's just when you hit him, he fell on the floor. He's no longer floating in the air anymore. And as you kind of like all pile up on him, he says, "Your pain is a pleasure. Give me your pain," and sits there still with his legs folded together and kind of like just waits for you to just pummel him to death.
Just knock him out.
You can choose to knock him out, yeah.
Yeah. Attack to stun if you need me to roll, but I'll
no,
just...
No, I don't need to roll.
Beat him into unconsciousness.
Okay, so you managed to knock him out.
You know, so like I take it you want one alive.
A minute's time he'll become conscious.
Should we tie him up?
Yeah.
Oh, we can snap his neck. It's however you want.
We should question him. Someone fled. We should probably try to find out where they got to.
Yeah. First, I will check. Well, there's some kind of hole or cave in the tree, and someone went in there. So he probably is in that tree, and we should take him out and hit him hard as well.
Yeah, did that look like a portal opening, or did it look like someone just literally slid into a...
So it looked like basically someone, the person who ran towards the tree actually pressed something on the side of the tree and then a kind of like a door kind of like slid back into the tree, jumped into the hole in the tree, and then the trunk of the tree closed up again.
Okay, let's investigate that.
Yeah, while they're doing that, I'm searching for any water bottles. I'm going to drink mine and then pour what's left on the floor. I'm getting as much of this sap into water bottles, wine bottles.
Whoa. Hang on. It's not going to work that simply. Sorry.
Worth a go.
Right, okay. So if you want to examine the tree, and now you've got a closer inspection at Cormelan and Vanessa, you kind of like look at the sap that's kind of like oozing out of the tree, and you recognize as a particular tree that you may have seen when you're in the Servus jungle, but it'll grow anywhere in the world. Some foolish person manages to plant it somewhere, and it's a tree that oozes a poison that causes excruciating pain and instant blisters and lesions, and quite quickly starts to slough off your skin, and tends not to kill, but trying to withstand the pain has been known to cause people to become mad with the amount of pain they're suffering. And horrors in particular love using this, for obvious reasons.
Me too.
More pain, the better.
So I would attempt to collect as much of this as what seems vaguely plausible while other people are investigating trees and stuff. One option is we can burn down the tree once I've captured some. That might get us in. Unless anyone wants to run inside.
I think you're... I like your idea.
Yeah.
Three of the people... that you were attacking, Fobrook, Boquip, and Aggresso have like sachets of some substance. One looks like a reddy kind of autumn leaf that's crushed up into dust, and another one looks like almost like charcoal.
Something of this is the antidote, because you were meant to eat some of this sap, get immense pain, and get cured from it. So one of these, or a mixture of these, is the antidote.
Well, okay, let's take it slowly, get those pouches, and we'll have a think, and we'll decide whether we're going inside or burning it down, perhaps next time.
Yeah, that's what I was to say. If I was going to move you down, I was going to end the game there anyhow. Okay, so this is a really good juncture to stop. You've cleared out the cultists at the top of the tree and managed to worm your way into their secret abode. Not that secret anymore. And next week we'll see how far you get. So, say bye to the stream. Bye! Thanks for watching. See you next time. Cheerio! Thanks for watching The Circle of Dawn. See you next time. Bye.